A History of 715 Naval Air Squadron. 715-1, July 1936 to January 1940. Formation. The unit number 715 was first used for a catapult flight of the fleet air arm of the Royal Air Force. The flight formed on July 15, 1936, under the command of Lieutenant Commander E. O. F. Price, RN, by renumbering number 403, catapult flight, to operate in ships of the 5th Cruiser Squadron in the China Station. The flight had its shore-based headquarters at Kai Tak Airport, Hong Kong, with a satellite at Wai Hai Wai in northern China. The flight initially operated Osprey 3 seaplanes embarked in the county-class cruisers HMS Berwick, HMS Dorsetshire and HMS Kent. These began to give way to Walruses from September 1936, the Ospreys being withdrawn by July 1937. The flight was reorganized in 1937, Berwick and Kent were withdrawn for major refits, and the flight took over responsibility for aircraft in HMS Birmingham, HMS Cornwall, HMS Cumberland and HMS Suffolk. By the end of 1937 the flight was elevated to squadron status. On May 24, 1939 the squadron was transferred to Admiralty control. It was operating 7 Walruses in 5 cruisers, using both Kai Tak and Seletar, Singapore, as shore bases. Squadron disbanded. In January 1940 all catapult squadrons were merged into No. 700 Squadron, which was to assume responsibility for all ships' flights. No. 715 Squadron was disbanded at RAF Kai Tak on 21 January 1940. 715-2, August 1944 to March 1946. Formation and work up. Number 715 Squadron reformed at Royal Naval Air Station St. Marin on August 17, 1944, when Lieutenant Commander A. R. E. Gardner DSCRNVR, in command, with Lieutenants I. F. Voller and C. V. Atkinson, RNVR broke away from No. 736 Squadron to operate as the fighter wing of the School of Air Combat, later renamed School of Naval Air Warfare. The new squadron was tasked to operate Fighter Air Combat Instructor and Fighter Leaders courses, training pilots in the principles of air combat using a collection of Spitfire, Seafire, and Corsairs. 2 miles master trainers were also available, shared with 736. And from January 1945 a small number of Harvard trainers were also received. A further 6 pilots arrived in September, when courses began. Training. Pilots undertook a 6-week course involving both classroom and flying instruction with 9 separate flying exercises which had to be mastered in order to pass the course. Exercise F1, range estimations and holding a steady sight. Exercise F2, judging line of flight. Exercise F3, steady deflection shot. Exercise F4, attacks from opposite course. Exercise F5, affiliation with barracudas. Exercise F6, half roll attacks from above and below. Exercise F7, barrel roll attacks, air-to-air firing, and gyro gun sight exercises. With the exception of the air-to-air firing, all exercises were filmed using 16mm gun cameras so that the pupils' performance could be assessed. An example of this is Lieutenant Commander J.G. Large RNVR, who attended course number 6. He flew 52 hours in 16 different Seafires during his course. A total of 41 flights, 32 gun camera simulations and 9 air-to-air firing. He commenced the course on September 11, 1944 and passed out as an air combat instructor on October 19. He was appointed to No. 2 Naval Air Fighter School, 761 Squadron, at Royal Naval Air Station Henstridge in November 1944. Command of the squadron passed to Lieutenant Commander D.G. Carlisle DSC, South African Naval Force, Volunteers, on December 12, 1944 and to Lieutenant Commander F.R.A. Turnbull D.S.C. and Bar.R.N. on June 28, 1945. There were 22 pilots on the squadron strength when the war ended. Squadron disbanded. Training continued for several months after the end of the war, but on March 31, 1946 No. 715 Squadron disbanded, and was reabsorbed by No. 736 Squadron. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016, www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.